Hey, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Parker.
My name is Paula J. Parker.
Why do I keep saying that? I'm sorry.
Hello,
I'm sorry.
World. Everybody says that. People genuinely think he's my brother because we have the same middle name.
I'm not the only one?
No, you are not. No. You're in good company. You're in good company.
Okay.
People call him Paula J. Michael. See, you got me all confused. Who am I? People call him Michael J. Parker. So he gets it all the time, too.
Wow.
We joke with each other. We call each other brother and sister from another mother and mister. So it's love. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Good morning, Paula.
Thanks for having me.
I'm reading your bio, and it says something about you were blackballed in Hollywood for marrying your production assistant, and then
you were homeless
for a while, and now you're coming back on this reality show. This is your comeback.
Yes, sir. That's about the size of things.
Explain what happened. I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand either. So I just know my God is bigger than man. So I've been blackballed in this industry since college. I got blackballed from main stage at Howard University, HU. Then I got blackballed after doing a television show on
ABC. When you say blackballed, what do you mean? You couldn't get work? Exactly.
Like, you know, if you make a powerful person mad, they pick up phones. You know, they say mean things about you. When other people ask them if they should hire you, they give you poor recommendations. You just can't make nobody mad in Hollywood.
Why was anyone mad that you married a production assistant?
What were they mad at you about?
Messy. You know, it's very cliquish in Hollywood. So it's, you know, you have to watch and see. If you're not in the mix, you know, you aren't going to get in the mix. You know, it's very, very, it's kind of like high school. You know, so if the new boy comes to school or comes in town and the cheerleader starts dating him, you know, football
player.
Wouldn't
you agree that being in Hollywood is the life of most black actors and actresses, that it's just tough for them to get parts? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, you know, if people don't like you. You know, there's only five parts.
I mean, they can like you and there's no work.
But, Paula, let me ask you this. If you were blackballed from college to getting to Hollywood and days beyond that, when do you start looking at yourself and saying, what am I doing wrong?
That moment, you know, because you're right. It's not always them. Sometimes it is you. And I got in this game very, very young. I was blessed to start working right out of college at 21. And it really never, you know, was a big deal to me. It all came so quickly and so easily. So when I got married, I had a child. You know, I wanted to live life after 20 years of steady hustling, steady grinding. And Hollywood is also not very kind to what they obviously consider a disease, pregnancy. So, you know, I was pregnant on your boat, Mr. Joyner, and you know, bless my baby. And 5 years later, during my pregnancy, I got dropped from my agency as well as my management company. So it was hard for me to reboot after being dropped from my management and my agents. And now I'm back in the game 5 years later. I don't know any of these people. The people that I do know are saying mean things about me. So
they're still doing it,
Well, you know, we didn't create this game. They've been doing it since Marilyn Monroe and her mysterious death, Dorothy Dandridge. You know, Jessica Lange did a movie called Frances Farmer, trying to let people know how women are mistreated in this industry. This is just, you know, we're different players, but it's the same game that has been since Charlie Chaplin and, you know, Mr. Fairbanks began the Screen Actors Guild.
So is Hollywood Divas helping you?
Oh, my gosh. They lifted me out of the dirt, dusted me off, honey. It took Atlanta to come to L.A. and give a sister a second chance. So, Dave, I'm not homeless anymore. I don't want you all to worry about me. Reality does help you get a home and help you get a car. So I'm back. And I'll be danged if I look back or, like you said, allow my own ignorance and self whatever I did wrong.
And how's your baby?
And how's the baby?
Yeah, how's your baby? And how's your baby?
Oh, my baby's so happy. He's 5 years old. He's like, I got a house. I'm so happy.
So that
is why we can't be vagabonds in this industry.
Well, you stay focused,
my husband and I.
That's what makes it all worse.
Yes. and pray for me.
Hollywood, Hollywood Divas premieres tonight on TV One.
Please Paula watch J. Parker. Everybody.
You TV too, One. Darling. Be good.
All right.
I love you. Tonight. Thank you.